al kol. What do we mean the pasuk al kol nashay smeis lo yovoy? This pasuk says by kohen gadol. It says by kohen gadol be al kol nashay smeis lo yovoy. Is what we need it for? Is al kol li afukay rechaykim? That a kohen gadol is not allowed to touch a stranger. Meis la afukay kreivim. That's what says the word meis. That means even as kreivim also it can be matamatu. Nefoshes. What does the pasuk have to say the word nefoshes? What's the solution of our kol nefosha anashres meis lo yavoi? So we learn le afuke revias dam she yotzo mishnei meisim she metame biyoyel comes to teach us that we had before that of a revias of dam that comes out from two meisim that also has the tumah of an oil she nema kol nashres meis lo yavoi that a kol nashres meis comes to include this is loshem lafuke kor means to include. That even the revias dam that comes from two meisim also has a tumas meis on it, and not only that, but even has a tumas oil. Right. Mishnah says like this: Al elu tumais hanozim megaleich. These are the tumais that if a nozer touches, he has to be megaleich. Means that he soiser his days, and he has to start over again to count. And he has to wait 7 days to become tor, and then he has to take a haircut, he has to take a megaleach al tumasai. On which tumas does a nozer have these halachis? So it says, al hameis, if it touches a regular mace, the al kazayis min hameis, which what the Gemara is going to ask. Once it says a kazayis min hameis, pshita mace also is like that. So Tosis speaks out, that at elu tumas nozer megaleach al hameis nozer megaleach bein b'maga, whether the nozer just touches the mace, bein b'masa, whether he carries it, bein b'oyel, whether it just goes into the same room. Before us the Gemara the hashtag zayis min hameis megaleach al hameis shalom etoshkein. Like, isn't it for sure that a nozer cannot be metama to a hameis shalom? Madach, if he touches a kazayis, he soiser, he has all his halachas of tumah. Pshit, if he touches a whole mace. That's what Mishnah says, though, if a nozer touches or carries or goes into the house, the same room, with either a kazayis of a mace or a mace sholem, via kazayis nitzel. Or else only a kazayis of nitzel, Tracy says, that's moyel min hamace to the first begmoro. That's some liquid that comes out of the mace. The liquid of the body that comes out of the mace, that's called nitzel. And if you have a kazayis of that, that also has tumas mace on it, whether you touch it, whether you carry it, or whether you're in the same room with it. The al mole tarvud rekev. And what did a spoonful? Mole tarvud means a full spoonful rekev of the part of the body that got rotted away already. That's how he says. Recovering the afrufris habom and amace. When the mace rots away, so this rotting away, that like dust of the mace, that's called rekev. So if you have a spoonful of the dust of the mace, that also has a din tumas mace on it. The Gemara Ferish Yurit. The Gemara will explain how much you have to have. Tarvid Zakaf. You have a spoonful of the rekiv, of the rotting part of the mace, or disintegrates that part, it also has tumas mace on it. Al HaShedro, if you have the backbone of a mace, the Al HaGugolus, or if you have the skull of the mace. So Tzai says, V'yafa pi sheno le bosaklau, even though there's no meat at all on the backbone or on the skull. The Gemara Boyi, Iyal tavayu, iyal chodim minhoin. Does the Mishnah mean if you touch both of them together, or even on one alone, the shedr alone, or the gugolus alone? The aleva min ames. If you have an aver, a whole limb that came out of the mace. The aleva min achai. Or else you have a limb that came off a chai. Sheyesh olav bosa karol. That has some meat on it, karol the way it's supposed to be. The Tosfos says that a perik of a roit in the forest, Shezel Basar, what does it mean, the amount of Basar Kuro that it should have? That means the amount of Basar meat on it, Sheyuchol Eivu L'chayis Mimenu, Yem Hoyim Mechubel Yodim Chai. If this limb would still be attached to the body, if it has enough meat on it, that it wouldn't be able to stay alive, that's called Kuro. Sheyuchol Alas HaRuch, it could heal itself. V'yatla Pi Shein B'Kazayis Basar, even though there's not a Kazayis Basar on this limb, on this aver, but as long as it has enough basar, meat on it, that if it would have been attached to the chai, it's a live person, it would be able to heal and become better, that's enough to have tumas mace on it. The al-chatzi kav atzomis. And if you have a kav, it's a measurement, a half of the kav worth of bones of a mace. So Tais says, Umari shebo meroiv minyonai meroiv minyonai. That these bones come from the most, the roiv, the majority of the bones, or the majority of the minyan, the amount of bones. You have a kav of bones that got broke up. And you have a chatzi kav that came from that. Mat mikol etzem v'yetzem, a little bit of each bone. V'ayinu meroiv minyonai, meroiv minyonai. But we'll see later. The Torah speaks out, V'yachva pi shematame b'yoyol, b'roiv ha'kav, even though it's enough to have just a quarter of the kav of bones, it has a tumas mace on it, even a tumas oil, yeah, of a halachahu, d'yena nozum megaleich el ha'chatzi ha'kav. There's a special law from Moshe Mitzinai that after the nazir, if he touches a tumas meis, he loses his halachas. That's only if he touches a chatzi kav. It's not enough for a revi'a kav, he needs a chatzi kav. The same thing, next halacha is, via chatzi lug dam. And he has to daska touch a chatzi lug of dam. The Torah speaks of, via chatzi shematame biyoyol, brevius, kadisa matisim diyerlis. Even though we know usually, if you have only a revius of dam, only one revius of the blood of a mace, that it has tumas oil, if you have this dam in a house, in the room, and you're in the room, you become tamei, still, become makam ein ha-nozim megaleich. That is a law in the Torah, that if a nozim becomes tamei to a mace, he has to start over again and take his tumas, his haircut. That's only exalochom if he has an oil of a chatzi. Lug. He has to have not a revius, but half of a lug of dam. V'shiyuri halacha l'moshe m'sinai. These halachas are all halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That even though for regular tumas mace it's enough of revius of dam, for a nozir though, to have his halacha to be soisa, to be megaleach, that's only if he has an oil of a chatzi lug hadam. Right, now the Mishnah says clearly, v'yamadon, whether you just touch any one of these, V'yamason, if he carries any one of these, V'yalihilon, or else if the nazir is in the same room with any one of these things, so locher is, he becomes tamei, that's the locher, he has to wait 7 days, and then he takes his haircut, then he brings his karbonis, and then he has to start over again. The Torah says, the cholani, the choshu liyel, mitama, bein b'maga, bein b'masa, bein b'yoyel, v'yetzim kisero, al-maga, v'yamason, galeach, hava b'yoyel, afil, tumiyel, mitama. Right, so the Mishnah says, V'yaletzem kisera, that if a nozer touches the bone of a mace, even though it's only the size kisera of a barley, so locher is, that's only amago v'yamaso. That's only if the nozer touches it, or else carries it, then he becomes tummy. But if he's just in the same oil, the same room with it, there's no tumas mace. That's the locher, you have to have roiv v'nyona, roiv v'nyona, you have to have roiv of the atzomos of the body. But just a small bone does not have a tumas oil. But if you touch it, then it is metama, then it would be soisa. Al elu on these tumis ha nozer megaleich. On these tumis a nozer have to take his hick on the seventh day. Umaze beshlishu bashvi. Halacher is on the third and seventh day, he has to have the mechatis schmitzed on him. That's where a regular tumas nice becomes tor. V'soisa es hakoidmin. And then he has to throw away the first days that he counted, and he has to start over again. When does he start counting his new Naziris now? When does he have to start counting over again? First after he becomes Tor. Or maybe he has to wait till again the seventh day he goes to the Mikvah, and he takes his Hekar on the seventh day, and then the eighth day he brings his Karbonus, and after he brings the Karbin, then he starts counting his new Naziris. So the eighth day is like the beginning, the first day of his new Naziris. So these are the halachas of when a nazir has to have these halachas. That's the these tumas. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. Acha pitirosei shir Rabbi Meir. After Rabbi Meir was niftah, his omalen Rabbi Yehuda l'tamidim. Rabbi Yehuda told his own tamidim. He told his tamidim in yeshiva like, Al yikonsul talmidi Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't let Rabbi Meir's talmidim come into our shir. Don't let them come into our yeshiva. Why? Mefnei shekant runim hein. They're arguers. They're only arguing. And Jesus says, let's taruni. They're only coming to make, give me pain, to give me tsar. So Melo, don't let them come into my yeshiva. For lo lomar Torah ain boyin, they're not coming to hear what the halacha is, to learn Torah. They're only coming to be mitzayim to give me pain. So that one was, ain boyin, el lekav chayna di halacha ain boyin. They're only coming to like ask questions, that's all, to give me pains, but not to really learn. So what happened was, though, dochak sumchis v'nichnas. Sumchis writes this with the Talmud of Rav Meir, and he didn't listen, he pushed his way in to the Beis Medrash. So the kid says, sumchis walked into Rav Yehuda's Beis Medrash. Omar lahem, kach shonali, so sumchis right away got up and said something. Sumchis got up and said, Omar lahem, kach shonali Rabbi Meir. This is the way Rabbi Meir learned in our Mishnah, that it says, al eilu tumois hanozim megaleich. In other words, Rabbi Meir taught him our Mishnah, that these are the tumis, that if a nozer touches them and becomes tamei, he says so, he has to start over again. Al hameis, like we have in our Mishnah, if a nozer touches a mace, a whole mace, v'yav kezayis min a mace, or if he even touches just the kezayis of a mace. That's what Sumchis started to say over. Now, Tosfos speaks out that Rabbi Yehuda loyho yishoyin ala mace of Mishnah Seinu. Mishun the kol shechem mikizayis min a mace. When Rabbi Yehuda learned our Mishnah in his yeshiva, he did not learn the first part of a mace. Because once you say, al kizayis min a mace, anazis tamei, pshita on the mace shalom. So there's no purpose of saying the word mace. So when Rabbi Yehuda learned the Mishnah to his talmidim, he did not say the word mace shalom. He just said, if anazis touches a kizayis min a mace. But now Sumchis, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, came in, and he learned the Mishnah the way we have it. He said, al mace, v'al kizayis min a mace. That's what it said over. So when Rabbi Yehuda heard this, koyis Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda right away got angry. V'omalem, and he said to his Talmidim, like loikach amati lechem, didn't I just tell you before, that al yichnesu Talmidim Rabbi Meir lekan, don't let the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir come into my yeshiva. Mefnei shekant ronim hein. That they're only coming to argue on me, to give me problems, to give me tzoros. That what? Al kizayis min ames megaleach, al ames bekol shchein. In other words, that's what the Yehuda says. Like I learn, you don't have to say in the Mishnah, al hames, because I have mekav v'chayma. If al kizayis min ames is megaleach, so the chur al ames bekol shchein. Isn't it for sure that it can't be metama to a mace? So what do we have to have it for? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi said like this, Yoimru Meir Shachiv. And Meir is summing up with the situation here. What's going on here, he said. What happened so far was Rabbi Meir was Nifta. Yehuda Kois. Yehuda is getting angry. Yehuda is angry now. And Yosi Shostak, like, if I'm going to keep quiet, so Torah Mateo, what's going to be with the Torah? Like, what's going to happen here? So maybe he wanted to say something. So Omer Rabbi Yosi. Yosi says, I'll do miyashav, I'll answer our Mishnah. In other words, really, Rabbi Meir was right. And the Mishnah, you're supposed to learn it the way we have it, that it says, al hameis, v'al kizayis min hameis. If a nozer touches a whole mace, or even a kizayis min hameis. So the question is, what do you have to say that for? Mechur pshita. So Rabbi Yosi, l'nitzuch elu l'meis, shein alov kizayis basar. So you have a mace that does not have on it a kizayis basar. Like the meat all rotted away already, but all you have to come out is just a skeleton. But you don't have any meat on it. It does not even have a kezayis of bos. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah means. It says, al-ha-meis means a skeleton of the mace, without any meat. And then the Mishnah says, we have kezayis from the mace. That's why it says two things in our Mishnah. So this the Gemara says, the yadayin still is a kasha though. Still, once we say that I'm one aver from it, you could be metame, that if another touches it, he becomes tame, that he has to be megaleach, so akula koshchein. Like Tosfos said before, adayin yochel haakshes v'loimar, aleiver mimenu megaleach, Nisin, even though there's not a Kizayis Bosser on this Aver. The Aver doesn't have a shear how big it has to be. So even if the Aver is smaller than a Kizayis, if you touch it, the nozzle becomes Tomei. So Kol Shechein HaMei Sholem. Kol Shechein, we have the whole skeleton of the mace. Even though there's no Bosser on the mace, so what? A neighbor does not have to have basa. So Madach of a Nazir comes in contact with a neighbor from a mace that we say becomes his size for everything. So for sure, if he touches Madach says if he touches a neighbor in a mace that doesn't have a Kizayis basa, he becomes tummy with all the lochis, so pshit if he touches a meisholim. So still it's a kasha. What does the Mishnah have to say? Meisholim. Alright, turn over. So Moran says, Elo kidiyama Rabbi Yechanan. Elamai, we're talking about the way Rabbi Yechanan says it. That lenitzuchoy, know what our Mishnah is talking about? Elo lenefel shaloy niskashru evora begidim. That Rabbi Lezer said, and Rabbi Yechanan said, it's a different halacha. They said, it's such a halacha of a nefel, a kid that came out early, a nefel, shaloy niskashru evora begidim. That the body was not even made up yet with its veins. The veins were not inside the body yet. That's his halacha there. So hochinam here also the chiddush of our Mishnah is the neifos for his kashrei vora begidim. That our Mishnah means the mace does not mean a person that was once alive and died, but it means mamish a mace, a neifol, a kid that's born like that. That he's born premature baby, a neifol, and he's premature that his gidim, the veins were not in the body yet. That's the chiddush for that. He's also becomes tummy. So Tzai speaks out. But altogether there is the kazayas of meat there. Now an aver from such a mace is not matama b'yoyl. Since there are no veins yet in the body. You know what makes something into an aver? It has to have a bone, it has to have at least a little bit of meat, and it has to have some veins. So if we're talking about now, there are no veins yet in the body, so on each piece of it, each limb of it, would not have a tumas mace. But we are called a mace megaleich. But if a nose is in the room or touches the whole body is sholem, then he is tummy. Afopi shem leyadayin gidim, even though there are no veins yet in this nafel. Vodikom ocha kiryam rab yechnon, kirsha ben yitzot, the mastisim diolus armor, the tony, ha mace ugzais min a mace. Rabbi Yechon says that's pshat in the Mishnah Meilus. When the Mishnah over there says that the tumas of a mace and the tumah of a kezayis min a mace, the same kashra in that Mishnah is once the tumas of a kezayis pshitah the tumah of a mace. So Teretz was talking about a nafel where a premature baby came out that there's not even a kezayis bosa there and there's no veins there. So in such a case, I would have thought to say maybe it's not matama. Kamashma, no, that it is matama. But right, so that's the chiddush. Even though there are no bones, mustam, there are there. But I call upon him. There's not a kizayis worth of basar. There are no gidim there, so it doesn't have a loch of a neiver. Still, if the whole neifel is there, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That has a tumas mace. That if a mace touches, is in the room, or touches this, or carries it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah that he is matame and he has to see sais and he starts over again. Rava says like this: La nitzu chaynot the chiddush of our Mishnah is el leroyv binyonoi leroyv minyonoi shein ba roiv atzomis. Then the case we have roiv binyonoi means the majority of the binyan of the body. You have the biggest bones that takes up most of the body, or else the roiv minyonoi. We have the majority of the account, like you count how many bones there are in our body, we have the majority of the numbers, even though they're smaller bones. But Shein by Roiv Atzomis does not fit into a Roiv of Kav of Atzomis. So Tony speaks out here, Fahainu al ha-meis tiktan of a-mastisim. That's what our Mishnah means, al ha-meis. To let your Eva Sholem, there's not one Eva Sholem here. L'Ravusa Nokat, Shein bem Roiv Atzomis, Tishira de Nozru b'chatzi Kav.
you usually what a nozzle don't even tell me had before by chatzikav. The afu pi shein by roiv atzomis, even though it does not have a roiv of atzomis here, by galeach, kiven sheish by roiv habinyan, or roiv haminyan. Since with these amount of bones that are here, it's the roiv of the binyan, or the roiv of the minyan, the majority of the height, or the majority of the account, that's enough. You will not have the majority of the height of the binyan, of the bones. Then the nozzle will not become tummy for this. That's the din of our Mishnah. Then you have to have a chatzikav of atzomis. That if he doesn't touch these bones, he's just in the same oil with them, so then the loch was like this. If you don't have bones, you have to have a chatzi kaf. But where you have the roiv binyan, or else the roiv minyan of the bones, even though it doesn't fill up a whole chatzi kaf, still then it has a tumas oil on it. So that's what our Mishnah says. Mace, it's a chiddush saying of you only have the atzamas of the mace, without any basar, and not even the whole mace. But as long as you have roiv binyan, or roiv minyan, that also has a tumas mace. That's also what the nazir is to be megaleich on. And then the Mishnah says the kezai is basar. Now there it's even a bigger din. There even if he touches it, or even if he carries it, that's metama b'maga v'masa. The bones have the same halacha also. The bones is also metama b'maga v'masa. And that's the same thing. So the korban is sustained chiddush here that we have this roiva hakav, that even though by itself you need a chatzi hakav of bones to have tumas oil, but here we have roiva hakav that comes from roiv binyan or roiv minyan, that's enough to be metama the nozzle. All right, stop here.